I'm going to be coming from the book of Chronicles, 1 Chronicles, chapter 28, verses 9 and 10. So you can go ahead and find that. Mm-hmm. But first of all, give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. To all the ministers on the roster, to our pastor, Dr. Forrest Alexander and Lady Brenda Alexander, and all of the other ministers, and to my most wonderful husband, Deacon Donnell Rose, and God bless us all. God bless us all. Dear Heavenly Most Gracious Father, we come before your presence once again, Father God, thanking you for your grace and for your mercy, Father God. Father God, it's all about you, Father God, and not about me, Father God. Father God, you help me, Father God, to step aside, Father God, and you step up, Father God. Help me to decrease as you increase, Father God. Father God, and Father God, make your word so plain, Father God, that even the smallest child will be able to understand what it is that you will help us to understand. And Father God, help us, Father God, not to be just hearers of your word, but doers of your word as well, Father God. Father God, we thank you and we ask all of these blessings in your darling son Jesus' name. You let your will be done, not our will, but your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. You may be seated. Never mind. Sorry about that. I'm excited. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. Our scripture reading, First Chronicles, chapter 28, verses 9 and 10. Amen. Amen. And if I could get someone to read that, First Chronicles, chapter 28, verses 9 and 10. If I could get someone to read that, please. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord, and ushers, you may be seated as well. My subject this morning is God chose you. God chose you. The introduction, God has called us. He chose us to build a house for the sanctuary, creating worship. God has called us, he has chosen us to construct a life of worship. God chose us to establish a legacy for him. Not for man, but for him. 3 points. The first one is unconditional election. Seek him. God chose you. Well, he chose us, regardless of our background, flaws, or merits. And you can find that in Romans chapter 11, chapter 9, verse 11, and also in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 4 through 5. And I always come from the King James Version, but, you know, you can come from whatever version that you have, you know. But anyway, all praises be to God. My second point is purpose and destiny. Take heed. God chose you and I for a specific purpose, equipping and empowering us to fulfill his plan. Jeremiah 1 and 5. Point number 3, unwavering love and acceptance. God chose us. God's choice, thank you, Jesus. God's choice is driven by his boundless love and acceptance, embracing us as his beloved child. 1 John 3 and 1, King James Version. 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 9 and 10. These two verses emphasize the importance of attention, obedience, and constructing a life dedicated to God. God chose you. Many are called, but few are chosen. Matthew 22:14, King James Version. Now, I'm going to use verse 10 as a backdrop as to what we will work from. Verse 10 is also where I got my subject, God chose you. God chose you. Jesus told Peter, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, that rock did not mean Peter. It meant Jesus, the Son of God. Then Jesus went on to say, and on you, Peter, I will build my congregation. So with that being said, our answer to why God chose us is this. He chose us to know him, to serve him, to seek him wholeheartedly, to be obedient in building his sanctuary. Building a relationship with God, using our talents for his glory. Serving him through ministry, set aside some time for God. Seek guidance for his purpose. This is why God chose us, so that is why we need to embrace God's purpose and live. Being chosen by God, building his kingdom through service. Seeking intimacy with him through prayer and fasting and the Holy Scriptures, his word, and using our talents and resources for his glory. God expects and commands us who are called and have been chosen to build his sanctuary, serving him with a purpose, being strong, courageous, steadfast, taking action and obeying his will, taking heed, being mindful, being strong in the faith. Being chosen by God is a fulfillment of his purpose. Facing challenges with faith. Thank you, Jesus. Take heed, because God has chosen you and I to build a house. God chose you. God chose me. It is important to understand that when we think of the idea of salvation, we think that we are saved because we chose God. No. But I need to give you the truth about that. We are not saved because we chose God. We are saved because God chose us. We are saved because he chose us. He chose us. Yes, God chose us. He chose us. He chose you and he chose me. We have to get that right. Praise God. Now watch this. Sometimes people will look at it as though they have did God a favor by getting saved and going to church. Well, I'm here to let you know, you haven't did God any favors. We haven't did God any favors, because we are saved. I'm saved because God chose you and I. Amen. He chose us. Amen. Ephesians 1:4, King James Version says, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. In other words, praise God, He's saying, before you decided to be holy, I chose you to be holy. I chose you to be holy. God said, I chose you to be blameless. I chose you to be blameless before you even decided to be blameless. He chose us to live right. God says, I already chose you. We have been picked out. We have been picked out. We have been picked out by God. When your mama and daddy, praise God, when your mama and daddy met each other, God had already picked you out. He had already picked you out. God picked us out. We have been picked out and not picked on. Hello, family. Because this message is not only for us, but it's for me too. God gave it to me too. God gave me this word. So that's why I say, hello, Thelma. Sometimes we focus on the fact that we have been picked on and not picked out. The enemy will have us focusing on what and who rejected us. But the power of God, hallelujah, yes, of our life is not focusing on the rejection, but it is focusing on the fact that we have been chosen, that we have been chosen by God. Yes. Hallelujah. Now watch this now. You know the enemy, hello fam, you know the enemy will have us focusing on what and who rejected us. Yes. What and who rejected us. The enemy wants us to be distracted. Yes. He wants us to be distracted. It may be someone in your family that has rejected you. It may be a teacher that has rejected you. A friend, a co-worker, or perhaps a loved one walked out on you and rejected you. Watch this. And then we get into the cycle of rejection. Hello, family. Yeah. And then we get into the cycle of rejection, going from rejection to rejection and looking to be accepted. Long time ago, that was me. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. I don't know you. So some of y'all might not agree with it, but I went from rejection to rejection, trying to be accepted. And all I had to do was look to Jesus Christ. Listen, we can no longer live from the dimension of rejection. Because what rejection does is this. It makes us feel like you are not good enough. Yes. It makes you feel like you are not good enough to do what God has called you to do. Now, catch this. If they rejected Jesus, be sure to know that people will reject you as long as you live here. When Jesus came to this earth, they didn't even want him. So if they didn't want him, what make we think he gonna want us? So we have got to know that someone in our life is going to reject us and tell you, you are not called, you are not anointed, you are not the one God's going to use. Don't listen to that. Don't listen to that. Don't listen to that. Because that's straight from the pits of hell. And how they say it? H-E-L-L hockey sticks? But the Bible says hell. So I'm going to call it what it is. Hell. We cannot live in a dimension of rejection. Rejection. This is what rejection does. Rejection creates brokenness. That's And if we stay in a place of brokenness, we will never be able to walk out the things God has called us to do. Yes. Or has designed for us to do. Yes. We have got to get to a place that we can live not from rejection, because we are going to have rejection as long as we live. We have got to get to a place and know that we have been chosen, 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 chosen by God. Because I'm chosen, you're chosen. We are chosen by God. People will say to you, how can you, and y'all repeat after me. Yeah, I'm going to say this first part and then y'all repeat, because I'm chosen. How can you walk? How can you walk through that? Because I'm chosen. How can you move like that? Because I'm chosen. How can you say that? Because I'm chosen. Who told you that you can build that? Because I'm chosen. Yeah. Some people feel lonely. Some people feel lonely because they feel like they are not chosen. Because they are not working out because things are not working out like they feel like it should work out. Yes. Some people feel like they are not chosen because they have chaos in their life. Yes. You thought you were not chosen because things in your life are not going right. Praise God. You thought you were not chosen because even though you are going through tough times, some rough moments, bad days, and some troubled days, you thought you were not chosen. But I'm here to let you know, you are chosen. You are chosen. We are chosen by God. God chose us. Man didn't chose us, but God chose us. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You might be going through a storm right now, but you are chosen. You are chosen. You might be going through some turmoil right now, but you are chosen. You are chosen. You may be going through some setbacks right now, but you are still chosen. They walked out on you, but you're still chosen. You're still chosen. Oh, praises God. I'm going to give some time back, but you know one thing? Remember, we are chosen. We are here for a purpose. Because God chose you, God chose me. God picked us out. The fact that we are still breathing is because we are a part of God's plan. Yes. We are a part of God's plan. Jesus Christ, he came, he lived, he taught, he hung, he bled, and he died. As just like Jonah stayed in the belly of the great fish 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man stay in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. Jesus Christ, he died out there on Calvary. He went down into Hades to preach to the captive, to make them free. And once he accomplished that, Jesus Christ took the keys to death and hell. He rose on that third day. And he went to heaven. And now he sits at the right hand of the Father, interceding on our behalf. That goes to show and let us know how much he cares about us. And the kind of love that he have for us. So remember, you are chosen. God bless us all. Amen.